Okay, Mr. Robertson, if you can continue that item.
Okay. Coming back to item 16, I think what we'd like to recommend is see if the board members have any additional questions they would like staff to address, and then we'll work on from there.
And I know that Mayor Delgado had a question.
Hey, I was concerned about 30 days not being enough for all the content, and secondly, that the water board provision of inadequate data links, as far as she was concerned, sort of was another inadequacy in the opportunity for public review. And so I wanted to know what staff thought about those comments.
We acknowledge that 30 days is a very short time to look at this amount of information. It took us several years to get here, and we only provided a 30-day public comment period. To assist with the fact that is a short public comment period, we made ourselves available and did everything we could to walk people through the information to get right at the points that they were interested in and help them understand the information as best we could. With respect to the links, the output that comes out of the assessment database did have some flaws where it links the water bodies to the website that has the old 2012 list, the one that was approved by Group 1, Regions 1 and 6 and 8, I think. And the second K brought that to my attention. I worked with State Board, and 2 days later they had updated the database to fix that, and we released a new information. And I also provided K and others with a searchable database or searchable Excel file that contained the same information so they could look at it in a different way.
How many comment period days were left after you essentially improved the data links?
It was shortly after the public comment period, so we were halfway through.
And
I was going to say, Mr. Delgado, partly we're on someone else's timeline here. We want to acknowledge going forward that for such a substantive review, we would like to afford more time for review. But this is State Board's timeline. To get to the December agenda, that's all we could create, and we had to get to the December agenda. Otherwise, this board would have no opportunity to voice their opinion on this item because it's coming before State Board in July. So we were beholden to their timeline.
So given our timeline, do we have any choice as far as extending public comment and taking this on in January? Or that would blow it?
That would blow State Board's timeline, yeah.
And if I might add about even though the official public comment period was just those 30 days, it has been now more than 90 days since we posted it for the public, and Mary has worked with folks almost daily since these documents were put on the street. So even though the official public comment period closed, Mary has been working with anyone who has called and talked to her about any issues, and we have addressed and looked and analyzed everything that has come forward. So she had somebody after the official public comment period point out where they thought that a potential mistake was made. She looked at that, made sure it wasn't a mistake. So we continue to work with people beyond that official public comment period. And nothing else new came to our attention. And if there had been, we would have addressed it and made a recommendation here today to make a change.
And there will be an additional public comment period associated with this action when it's taken up by State Board.
Kay also mentioned that representative watersheds are supposed to be those that already have significant human impacts. Is that true?
I wasn't sure what was intended by that, representative watersheds. So I don't think I can answer the question without getting more information about the term representative watersheds.
Okay, can you help us out?
Of my expertise, but my understanding is when you're looking at nutrient numeric endpoints or biostimulatory. So they kind of have started lumping them together at the State Water Board and calling them biointegrity tools. There's biostimulatory tools, which are a multivariable model. And then there's the bioindicator tools, which is where you use a reference watershed. So let's say you wanted to make an assessment of the Salinas River. You have to find a reference watershed that does not have a lot of man-made influences to say this is kind of the background, and then you do a comparison. On the Central Coast, there aren't any reference watersheds for alluvial streams. In some of the previous TMDLs, they used Big Sur Creek. So if you can imagine what Big Sur Creek looks like, it doesn't look like an alluvial stream. It's rock-strewn and spring-fed. But then now we see that there's other issues with Big Sur Creek. So when we start looking at these bioindicator tools, they're probably not appropriate for the Central Coast because we just simply don't have the reference watersheds.
Okay, so then I was mistaken in understanding you to say that the reference watersheds needed significant human impacts. You were saying
no. I was saying that the reference watersheds aren't a good reference for the types of streams that we have. You know, in 3 minutes, you're trying to talk as fast as you can. So I thank you for asking for clarification.
All right. Thank you very much, Kay. Thank you. The last question I have regarded what Michelle Bender from Earth Law Center. Earth Law Center said this in our comment in the comments that are in the staff report, and then Michelle repeated them here. And so I think I know the answer, but I want to ask it for public use benefit. Can we do what San Diego Regional Board did? And what they did, was that effective such that we'd want to repeat it or not?
So we have not done a thorough evaluation of their intent with what they did and their process to identify water bodies that have some flow alteration, levees, dams, things of this nature. Was a decision for internal purposes. And it's my understanding that they wanted to categorize their water bodies for their own internal use for their programs that way. And that information is going to be for internal purposes only in the San Diego region. And that was a directive from their management. When their decisions go to State Board, when they submit their integrated report to State Board, one, the database does not physically allow the water bodies to go into more than one category. And so those decisions or their categorization does not live on at the state level, nor does it get transferred to EPA in that way. So at the Central Coast Water Board, we did not go through an evaluation with our management and decide that that would be an approach that is more useful to us in our region and justify doing something different than what California has said we should do in categorizing our water bodies for the condition report. So our management and us, we have not considered that and if it would be useful. And we did not do something different than we were instructed to do by the state. But I don't have enough information about why San Diego did what they did to share that with you today.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. I look on my left. No more question. On my right, no more question. On the center, no more question. So, Mr. Robertson, it's all yours.
Okay. So at this point, we're going to staff is going to cover a couple of key issues that just as a reminder, and then we'll wrap with a conclusion and a recommendation.
A couple of things we did talk about here in the questions and at the end of this presentation. The City of Santa Cruz brought to our attention some concerns about use for the method, and we recommend that be addressed at the statewide level by working with the committee there, and perhaps those things could be addressed before the 2014 list is approved at State Board. So I recommend that's what our direction is with respect to those. But with respect to the city's data that they presented for the beaches that are adjacent to the pier where they have done some exclusion work and spent money and have recent data, 3 years I think we saw today, of data showing that problem is now solved and we don't have a coliform problem. I recommend that staff dive into that information and look at that before we submit the list, that you approve the list today as is for those beaches, but we will dive into that. And if the data does support that and it's post-implementation, we can annotate that listing to say that there has been some work there and we believe this problem will be solved by the next listing cycle. Now, all that will be a moot point if State Board wipes away all these total coliform assessments based on the information we found out about the methods. But for our level, I think that is an appropriate change that we can make if the data do support that. And then with respect to the PCB concerns and the C-Clean data that show PCB in the nearshore area, I think that the appropriate way to deal with that is through our permitting process and the dredge permits that we have. Certainly considering updating those monitoring and reporting requirements to include these chemicals of concern, and then working with State Board also on these issues. And then Kay brought up the points that we just talked about the cumbersomeness of the data formats that are both provided by staff and also coming straight out of the database. And we acknowledge that those were huge documents, difficult to navigate. Some of the links in there were incorrect, and that's a problem that we have fixed, but we are working with State Board to further improve those, and we've already presented a few ideas. They have some ideas. We are already working together to try and make that better for the future. But that said, this list, this process, the data information will continue to grow, which why it makes it all the more important for us to find better ways to present that information in useful formats. And then with respect to the flow information, again, I want to reiterate that we are working on some things. This is a huge priority for us, for you, we know, and for us as staff. And we are already doing some flow work. We want to move towards seriously considering using the integrated report as a tool to identify flow problems in addition to the other tools we may have. But with the information we had today and the tools that we have today, we aren't ready to go there yet. But I want to assure you we're headed that direction. So I recommend no change related to the flow requests at this time either. And with that, I got too many mice over here. Pardon. Hold on. There we go. Bringing back to our conclusions, that this is an update that builds upon the previous report, which is even older than this one. And it does inform priority and timings, specifically for our grants program, where we have funding earmarked for water bodies on the 303D list and for our TMDL program. But when staff go to do assessments of that data for a TMDL, we are using all the current data, or we're evaluating all the current data. We've aligned our priorities to continue to develop TMDLs with the priorities for this board to protect aquatic life and human health uses. And we'll continue to work with the State Board on our process. Once again, I want to recommend that we adopt this resolution approving the changes to the 303D list for the Central Coast.
Thank you. Any additional parting comments, input?
I respect the job that the staff has done on this. I hear roundabout about the great work that Mary has done with respect to outreach when I talk to ag interests or other interests, and they say, oh, Mary's great to work with. She took a lot of time with us. So I just want to reflect that out too.
And she just does it with a smiling face. So Dr. Hunter, you had a
clarifying
clarification.
Question. So Mary, can you go back to the slide? Yeah. So if we move to approve as presented, would we need to include a statement that staff would consider the Santa Cruz data with regard to the facility and improvements, and that staff would modify with annotations regarding that data? Is that something that has to be added to the approval of this?
I'll have to look to the bosses.
Yeah, I guess our plan is to go ahead and do that and to do that evaluation. So I don't unless you want to tell us to do something differently, we will Mary will look at the data that they submitted and see if it makes sense to recommend that an annotation gets added at the state board step, as well as she's already working with them on the beach watch question. So I don't think you need to direct us to do that unless you'd like us to do something different.
No, I just wanted to be clear. Okay.
One quick correction on what you just said, just for the record. The annotation would happen at our level before we submit to state board. And
well,
then,
that's why I'm asking.
Yeah,
if it happens at our level, do we have to include it in our resolution?
But what they're approving would actually be without the annotation.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so the list that they're approving now does not have an annotation because we don't know for sure if we're gonna recommend adding that. So the document that you adopt would not have the annotation. However, we will work with having that annotation added when it's submitted to the state board and adopted the state board if we determine it's appropriate. Does that make sense?
And that wouldn't affect our approval of that document today?
Yeah, the document can change at the state board process. So the state board will go through another public hearing and have comment, and they could decide to make a bunch of changes to our list. So the document that you adopt and the document the state board adopts does not have to be identical.
Okay. So in other words, you would, in that process of looking, revisiting that issue, you would forward the report with a recommendation from staff that the annotation be added, or there would be no recommendation for anything.
Is that correct? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for that clarification. I think that's a good clarification.
Okay. So, go ahead.
Just along those lines, I still feel a little uncomfortable, I think, moving forward with this because it seems like a significant number of issues that are unresolved when it comes to the city of Santa Cruz, because you did mention sort of, you know, with this annotation, you could potentially be wiping out the utility of some of the assessments we've been using in the past around the coliform issue, and then potentially implementing or having to integrate a different methodology in the future. And the reason I feel uncomfortable moving forward with just with listing it and then maybe having an annotation, maybe not, is that you did talk about, you know, some of the questions that were raised when you delisted or were potentially going to delist 8 different other issues. And you didn't because there was questions still pending, and those needed to be evaluated further. So I feel, you know, that similar logic could be applied here, that there are still outstanding issues. So why move forward with listing this and then potentially?
Right. Happy to clarify.
Oh, sure.
So a couple different things. The annotation would be added to say that although we are not assessing data since the 2010 cutoff for data use in this assessment, something's happened since then. The newer data does show there's an improvement, and we want to recognize that on the list. Although we can't base our decision for to add to the list or remove from the list on that data, we do want to recognize good work has happened, and it appears that the problem will be solved by the next cycle. Now, the wiping away that I mentioned could happen if, after working with the beach working group and the assessment group at the state board level, and this 2014 report is packaged for the 3 regions and goes before the state board. At that level, state board staff may recommend taking all of the total coliform recommendations that are based on this data for that method that's not appropriate for marine. They may, at that level, say, we shouldn't have done this, all these come off, just like we did with the 8 that I mentioned previous. But I think that that needs to come from the beach working group and the state board. I don't think I personally have enough information to make a recommendation because I'm just seeing this document this week myself. And the reason we didn't make this change sooner is this just came to our attention this week, or last week, sorry. So it didn't come during the public comment period or prior, and so we didn't have time to make changes before we brought the changes to this board. But I think there's a fail-safe in that if this is actually true, this method is inappropriate, state board can remedy that situation before the list is approved and sent to EPA. And this list is not final until EPA approves it. So what we do, what State Board does, that can all be changed by EPA as well. So there's three levels of approval here. So I don't think there's a risk of putting something on the list erroneously in the case of Santa Cruz Beaches, because we have two more levels to check before that's finalized. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, but I do think, and I want to sort of reiterate some of the concerns that at this level, with these outstanding questions and still understanding that there might be an impact on, just the perception around the safety of the beaches in the area, that it seems to me that moving forward with, maybe not, maybe yes, annotation, depending on what we hear, is significant enough to leave it off the list at this moment, at this level.
Well, and one thing that might be important to clarify is that what the city would like to see is to have us not put it on the list because of this new data, but we cannot do that because that would be in violation of the listing policy. So that is not up for something that's going to happen at the next level. So we have a firm recommendation or going forward that it will remain on the list. But what we can do as a compromise and not break the rules of the listing policy is, if appropriate, add this annotation.
Right, which was the original mentioned recommendation. And I can see that, too, because you did very firmly state that you are tied to existing data that you did utilize in making your evaluation of what gets listed.
So if we instead didn't put it on the list today, we'd be in clear violation of the listing policy.
Yeah, the guidance not to use certain types of data for certain reasons needs to come from someone higher than those of us sitting at this table.
And so even, I guess, thinking theoretically, if we would decide today not to put it on the list because we were going to use the new data, that would be something that the State Board would probably just overrule anyways when it went to them.
But EPA did that to us in the 2008 list.
So it wouldn't have the intended effect.
Maybe.
We're good. Monica?
Just a quick question to clarify this, and maybe you said it and I missed it. If we don't put it on the list, I don't think the State Board can put it on the list.
They can.
Right? Oh, they can?
Absolutely.
They can go ahead and put things on the list even if we don't. All right.
But we evaluate all the data, so I don't think there was any gaps there, except for the data that we deem to be either low priority or poor data quality.
And then also, as we discussed earlier on, when I requested to give us again the 101 of a chronology, there's still an opportunity for the city to formally present their argument to the state. It does
yes.
not, as we talked about, this is not the end of the line. It's so this approval and resolution does not prevent anyone from still arguing their point to the state to modify what we have presented. And I see the nod, but, it is an affirmative yes. Correct, Mr. Robertson?
Correct.
All right. So do we have a motion?
I would move to approve the resolution and recommendations of staff.
I'll second that.
Any further comment? So,
the recommendation from staff is to proceed.
Yes.
And that.
To assess bacteria. That's the yes. recommendation.
Yes. Yeah,
and that's embedded in
right,
what
right.
was
yeah.
agreed.
Yes.
So, roll call, please.
Just a clarification that the. What was the term you used? Recommendation
staff
of staff was to further evaluate the Santa Cruz data in terms of the coliform bacteria method that was used for collecting data.
Okay, and then it was first?
No, actually it was not. That's not. That's going to be determined by state board. The recommendations would be that they would look further into data regarding a particular location where the city has taken action to remediate for a particular source problem that they feel is no longer there, right? Okay, so that's the recommendation okay. for the annotation.
Okay.
And it's seconded by Ms. Gray?
Yes, correct.
Thank you.
And there was no further comment except for one just made by Mr. Young. So roll call, please.
Dr. Wolf?
Yes.
Dr. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Cervantes?
Yes.
Mr. Delgado?
Yes.
Ms. Gray?
Aye.
Mr. Johnston? Mr. Young?
Yes.
Thank you.
Passed.